What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 55 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Weeds Among Wheat. Stuart Weber once wrote, "Kingdom servants should take courage in the midst of an evil world, finding hope in the justice and reward of the final judgment." Our text for today is from Matthew 13, verses 24 through 30. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Today's parable is about weeds that are growing in the wheat. Maxie Dunham shares the following insight into Jesus' story. How do we deal with evil? More precisely, how do we get rid of evil without destroying good? The parable of the wheat and tares addresses the question. Like all of our Lord's parables, this one comes straight from the life of His own day, from the experiences and observations of the people who listened so eagerly to His teaching. However, we, in our day, find this parable a bit hard to understand because this incident could not have occurred in the wheat-growing sections of America. We know about farms stretching over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres. The sowing and reaping are done by sophisticated farm machinery. Land is sprayed before it is planted in order to minimize the possibility of weeds. Then, if weeds grow after the crop comes up, they will be dealt with by spraying weed-killing chemicals, not by uprooting the plants. So we have to shift gears in our mind. Jesus is talking about a small country, Palestine, where farmland was scarce, and individual tracts were small, where sowing and reaping were done by hand. So get the story clearly in mind. A man sowed his field with good grain and then went to sleep. As he slept, an enemy sprinkled the field with a seed that produced a weed, which in its early stages looked so much like wheat that the two could hardly be told apart. As the wheat and the weeds grew, discerning servants recognized something was wrong and brought word of the problem to the farmer. After a survey of his crop, he agreed with them that an enemy had tried to ruin him, had come in and sowed weed seed in his wheat. What should he do? What could he do? Go over the field inch by inch and pull out the weeds? That was a possibility, but in all probability, It would be impossible to pull out the weeds without ruining the good grain. The master concluded, there is only one thing to do. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. That's Matthew 13:30. The illustration is simple, yet strong. The weeds represent unbelievers, while the wheat signifies those who were truly saved. Interestingly, weeds and wheat look exactly the same from the outside. The only difference between a wheat and a weed, also called a tare, is what's on the inside. A tare is empty on the inside, while wheat contains seeds. Therefore, tares closely resemble wheat until they both reach maturity. At harvest time, wheat will be separated from the tares. There are many counterfeit Christians in our world today. They look like wheat, but they are actually just weeds. They are empty on the inside without a real relationship with Jesus Christ. Born-again believers have the seed of Jesus Christ implanted in them, which brings forth fruit at harvest time. Maxie Dunham concludes, it is almost never easy to discern who is evil and who is good. Evil and goodness are often a strange mixture. Attacking evil sometimes does more harm to good than it does to evil. That is, the weapons we use in our fight against evil, the attitudes that pervade what happens to us as we engage ourselves in the battle, the estrangement that takes place, the misunderstandings, the way we attack one evil sometimes creates a second evil as bad as the first. So let's try to deal with the parable and keep the question in the back of our minds, how do we get rid of evil without destroying good? Leave it alone until the harvest. That's what Jesus said. God's ways may seem slow, but they are powerful and sure. God's timetable is based on a wise and patient law of growth until the harvest. Gather up first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into the barn. We don't have to rush the judgment, nor do we take it into our own hands. Let harvest time come and trust the Lord. Some questions to consider. How does the empty pod of weeds symbolize the emptiness of those who have not yet trusted Christ as Lord and Savior? In what ways does the seed signify the future fruit that believers produce during their spiritual harvest? And finally, what does today's parable teach you about trusting God in the midst of the weeds that are among the wheat? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.